trail.
Oh, the trail is beautiful. It's the most beautiful trail because it's right now.
Greetings and welcome to The Other Side. My name is Composting Galaxy Tenali, producer of Muddy Boots. For this show, I am airing part two of Totally High Holy Rainbow Colored Spirit Hawk of Awakened Manifestation. Featuring 15 years of field recordings I've made at rainbow gatherings around the world. If you're unfamiliar, in a nutshell, rainbow gatherings are held in a remote environment, in faraway places such as a national forest, or in some countries, on private land. In turn, and in regards to recording, everyone there is at the mercy of the elements. It can be an extremely difficult recording situation, yet spontaneous, which, for me, makes it incredibly motivating to try my hand at such an endeavor. In these recordings, you are liable to hear sneezes, crickets, campfire crackles, laughter, and so on. Actually, at times I find the backdrop sounds to be as interesting as the foreground. Anywho, we'll commence this ring dance with a poem. I whipped it up, if memory serves, after the 1999 Rainbow Gathering in the Allegheny National Forest in Pennsylvania. Ghost of time, come play again. Spirits of what's come before. Spirits of what's ever here. Spirits of what will be is as was to be now. Who remembers? Who to care? It's all part of the slip away. Slip away. All is ephemeral. Going, going, gone. Yet the golden memories live on. For those who share the songs, yes, mon. The crown you wish to behold will flutter. Those that do the doing say how the doing gets done. The pen you want to throne will ooze butter. Those that do the doing say how the doing gets done. Voluptuous earth, a fair maiden deep. Roving creek, water waves onwards to seep. Glowing sparkles, fire breathed burning wood. Inhale, exhale, coming, going, we could. So say everybody, somebody. Those that do the doing say how the doing gets done. Some know somebody, anybody. Those that do the doing say how the doing gets done. Voluptuous earth, a fair maiden deep. Roving creek, water waves onwards to seep. Glowing sparkles, fire breathed burning wood. Inhale, exhale, coming, going, we could.
We find the
That was so frog sounding.
This little post right here. See the one that comes out of the ground?
Or the tree.
The trail.
Oh, the trail is beautiful. It's the most beautiful trail because it's right now.
When you think, I shrink.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
sloppy slop.
Big bag.
chutney. It won't be a real chutney.
It will be.
What time is it?
I don't know about that block.
Show him the blue light.
Just because I put it in my pocket, so...
Wait. Wait, I gotta get the bell. Hold him on.
Thank you.
It has such beautiful ways, so long forbidden to find. Luck to love brings question of you and I. How can I try to explain the way I feel tonight? But all that I know is that it is just what it is, and I am mine. All that I know is that it is just what it is, and I am mine. I will not bind you, straggle behind you. My only desire is to be by your side. Yours I can't see, so much to learn. This knowledge of you I often yearn. How can I try to explain the way I feel tonight? But all that I know is that it is just what it is, and I am mine. All that I know is that it is just what it is, and I am
I'm in the presence of my ancestry Vole.
Yep.
So what are your names?
Philip A. Vole.
Philip A. Vole.
We love you.
That's awesome.
The day I learned to fly, I died. I was riding in an airplane and the wings fell off. So I put on a parachute and jumped off. But when I pulled the ripcord, all that came out was 1,000 silk napkins with the initials SOL on the corner. And as I fell, I flew, and then I died. That was actually a dream when I was like 16. That was the dream. I don't know.
Sounds like a dream.
To walk the main circle and we forgot to make
cry for me, mama, when I'm walking down the track. Don't you cry for me, mama, when I'm walking down the track. Don't you be crying, though, you know I Don't you weep for me when I jump aboard that old freight train. Don't you be weeping when I jump aboard that old freight train. Don't you be weeping, you know I ain't never coming back again. So good, shining down on Blue Ridge. Well, don't the moon look so good, honey, shining down on Blue Ridge. You know the last time you're gonna see me is when I cross that Mojave River. To say in them, there's nothing left to do. There's nothing left to stay with, but you still want me to tell you I'm leaving you. You know the answer is so simple, 'cause the white boy got no business singing the blues.
Just muddy and
love you, Fanny.
I can't see darkness in a lot of people. So I can try to see a story.
Wonderful to be here. How many spoken words is this now? How many, was it like 16 or 15?
12, 22. Something,
12-teen? I'm right with you.
Okay,
I want to say a few words about spoken word, because the New World Order doesn't give you a voice unless you have the big commercial backing. They don't really believe in the spoken word, and yet most of you got here because someone talked to you in person. I mean, yeah, there's stuff on the internet, and there's the little flyer thingies, but most of you got here because some other brother or sister said to you, listen, you should come see this thing. And that's how we got here. We're still really under the commercial radar.
Yeah.
Because our method of reeling each other in is the spoken word, and you know the same is true with the performance arts. If you're not sponsored by Pepsi or Honda, you don't have a voice to speak. And I think that things like this spoken word and learning to listen to each other's spoken word, just like over at the Hipstery. Our history isn't written in a book that the kids learn. You go there and you hear the oral history, and I think this is a priceless treasure, and I'm glad we keep it alive. It may look small here, but we have ripples that go out through these words. So I'm going to tell you a story tonight, and the name of this story is The Rug Yarn. Why on earth have you laid out your new rug upside down? Well, it is a bit of a story. What do you think? I came all the way up here to hang out with you and not listen to some kind of tale? Out with it, I want to hear. All right. I was standing outside work one frigid day, waiting to get in and start work, and my employers, bless them, were even a little bit later. So there I was outside shivering, waiting for the shop to open up, when a friend whose friend had a dog that was related to my friend's dog came by and said, hey, I could use a hand. So it was the cold morning. I had nothing better to do. And the next thing you know, I'm carrying these tiles up the stairs. Let me tell you, all things being equal, a good deed won't hurt. So I carry the tiles up the 5 flights of stairs for this guy, and we get to his apartment. We're dropping the tiles off, and as he opens the door, he says, hey, you wouldn't happen to want a rug, would you? I said, I'm looking at this awful rug he's got on the floor, this bright green polyester thing, and he says, no, that's my new one. I mean, the rolled up one over there. I look at this curled up beauty with this gorgeous tassel. He says, look, for $15, it's yours, and I'll help you carry it down the stairs and up the stairs over at your place. I think, wait a minute. I want to ask the right question. Are there any stains or tears? Yeah. He runs his hand across his nose, scratches his ear, rolls his eyes a little, says, nope, no stains, no tears. So down the stairs we go with this rolled up beauty, and up the stairs at my place, and we drop it off. He says, hey, you better hurry up. You better get to work, otherwise you'd be late and you'd be in trouble. So I go back down the stairs, I go to work, I work the day, I come home at the end of the work day, and what do I find?
What?
Oh, man, always the good corner is what they show you. Yeah, a little corner looked really nice. But when I roll it out, what do I find?
What?
Oh, man. The whole inside of the rug, it's like a braided. It's smushed. It's smushed. That's the right word for it. The pattern is smushed. You can hardly see it.
A smushed rug.
So, and not only that, but one corner of it has been neatly cut out.
Oh, no way. No.
I'm thinking about it. I'm feeling tricked like I've been had. On the other hand, I'm thinking, wait a second. No stains. No tears. Ah, still, I decided better go see what this friend of a friend's dog might have to say about it. Ah, he says.
Friend of a friend's dog.
It was owned by others.
Before
it was owned by me, long ago, and Aladdin sat down on the desert sands, had to protect his life with this rug from the attack of a lion. It was only the thickness of the weave that actually saved this fellow. And another time, one had to cut out a corner of it to ransom, to gain the freedom of a captive. Listen, he looks at me. You don't believe me? Yeah, you want I should go down the stairs and up the stairs all over again for you? Ah, no, I say, it's okay. So, I laid out the rug where you see it with the smushed part, the part the lion got, underneath. And where you're sitting, well, that's right over. I put that seat right over the cut-out part. The pattern shows through the back pretty good, don't you think?
Everything in nature is perfectly real, including consciousness. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Not only have the chains of the law been broken, they never existed. Demons never guarded the stars. The empire never got started. Eros never grew a beard. No, listen, what happened was this. They lied to you, sold you ideas of good and evil, gave you distrust of your body and shame of your prophethood of chaos, invented words of disgust for your molecular love, mesmerized you with inattention, bored you with civilization and all its usurious emotions.
Those mother...
There is no becoming, no revolution, no struggle, no path. Already you're the monarch of your own skin. Your inviolable freedom awaits to be completed only by the love of other monarchs. The politics of dream, urgent as the blueness of sky.
To my hiding place, still he found me there, he said, child, look into my face. He took me into his arms. Oh. Said, I've got news to bear. He said, I don't mean to bring you alarm. Ran his fingers through his dark, dark hair. Hey. she was like no other. Like an angel, she would sing. You were her child.
We're doing the Hug Center, so let's stay on
the Hug Center.
I know this area really well.
We just can't sleep.
Drum circle three.
Babylon burning, 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 and they got no water. Babylon burning.
Babylon burning, 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 and they got no water. Fire, 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 and they got no water. Jah Jah love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul. Jah Jah love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul.
Just the hands clapping.
Fire, 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 and they got no water. Fire, 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 and they got no water. Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning, 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 and they got no water. Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning, 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 and they got no water. Jah Jah love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul. Jah Jah love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul. Rainbow love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul. Rainbow love, it's like a burning fire, keeps on burning, burning, burning down in my soul.
No doubt
welcome again to The Other Side. My name is Radiant Dirt Tenali, and we're exploring my collection of field recordings made at Rainbow Gatherings over the last 15 years or so. If you're unfamiliar with Rainbow Gatherings, well, let's just say they're sort of a non-commercial event put on by the people and for the people, situated in a remote environment, typically in the forest and mountains. There are no star performers, per se, at Rainbow. We're all stars in our own movie. And in the first hour's movie, playlist, we heard much campfire chat, crickets, and what have yous. We also heard songs. And the list of cosmic pocket trader trades, songs, were David with Pyrrha's Gold, and two girls, names of which are unknown to me. One burped the ABCs, or the alphabet, and the other sang Working on the Railroad. Then we heard G-Funk in camp with an Orisha chant. We heard Updraft with Just What It Is, a poem by William, a few poems actually. Then we heard Henry the Fiddler with Malagania, Guitar Mike with Don't You Cry For Me, A Twisty Tale by Garrick Beck, The Rug Yarn. We heard Alyssa, Strength. We finished things up with Rocker T, Babylon is Burning. Alrighty, stay tuned for the second hour soon to come.